countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Get Irish Country Living, your magazine for rural Ireland, every week inside the Irish Farmers Journal.
Well, this morning, believe it or not, it's the 1st of May. And as somebody said upstairs a little bit earlier on, I think it was Brian Moss said, it's the longest, slowest year we've known. And according to folklorist Shane Lahan, it's a particularly special day. And plenty of you agree with him if social media posts are anything to go by, because there's pictures of bouquets of yellow flowers and cows actually being blessed as well. So to explain the traditions of this morning in Irish folklore terms, I'm joined by Shane from Cork. Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Hi, Damien. How are you? And listen, I was out early this morning, and I hope you were too. And I was washing my face in the morning dew, because that's one of the great traditions that people have. And if you want to keep fresh and a good complexion, that's the secret.
Well, there was dew and there was frost, but unfortunately, I was in a hurry to get in here and get the little bit of frost off the windscreen of the car at 5 a.m. But anyway, why is the 1st of May so special, Shane?
Well, listen, I could be here for a week telling you, trying to get through all the traditions. They're absolutely huge. But I suppose in the context of your programme and the listeners in particular in farming, today was more associated with cattle and cows and butter than any other day of the year. And not just the day itself, this morning early. This morning, as we're speaking, was the pivotal time in the tradition. Simply because this was long, long ago. It was the beginning of the bulling tradition, heading off to the high summer pastures where the new fodder was now growing and so on. And, you know, the buchel would bring the bow, the cow, on the bow her to the bully, as it were. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, people relied on their cattle for their butter, because butter was something you could sell to market. And when you sold it to market, of course, you had money, and money would give you the luxuries of life, the teas and the cloth and the material that you could buy with that. And people didn't know why their neighbour, for example, would have gotten more butter than them. They might have the same number of cows and so on. And they always felt that some magic or some sort of butter stealing was going on. And the one day in the year, the one point in the year to do the butter stealing was this morning when the dew was on the grass. That was the time to do that.
And so when you speak about butter stealing and you talk there about the importance, I mean, butter was like gold. It was a currency in a way for farmers. So they tried to maximise the amount of butter that they could get. So how would they go about it?
Yeah, well, listen, there was all sorts of things. You literally are right. Like, butter was the concentration of the fertility of the land. It was the fat of the land. It was like gold, as you say. And the way it was done was that normally it was somebody who would steal the butter was usually kind of someone on the margin of your townland or your area, maybe an old woman living on her own. And she would come usually across your fields on May morning. And she would have in her hand a piece of a bit of an old swish, an old briar, or maybe an old spancel, one of the old spancels that we used to use for you know, tying the cattle's feet together when you were milking and so on. And you would literally, she would go across the dew, and she would have an incantation, all to me, or come butter, come. Come butter, come. And that was the way of literally skimming the cream off the milk and bringing it to herself. And there's a great story in the folk tradition. There was a priest coming back from maybe, you know, a wake or something like that. And he saw this woman going through that, and he heard the incantation, and he said, "And half to me as well." And when he got home that morning, when his housekeeper was doing the churning, the churn was overflowing with butter inside in it, you know. So the whole idea of stealing butter had to take place at this period of time.
So on this May morning, protecting your cows and home is key to having a successful butter making season. Take us inside the heart.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is that you had to protect, you know, and that's why you heard of people gathering in flowers, bringing in as much of the yellow as you could. So this is, of course, known as, you know, Lá Bhuí Beautaine, the yellow day of May. And you brought in primroses, cowslips, the buttercups, the beautiful marsh marigolds are brought in, the firs, the dandelions, anything yellow. You know that rhyme, Damien? Here we go gathering nuts in May. Well, there are no nuts, but the nuts were actually knots. Knots of yellow flowers that children brought in, that people brought in, and they put them on the thresholds in the byre. And that was to bring as much yellow as you could. And then there was other kind of incantations that were important. Like you had the Easter water that was kept, that would be sprinkled over the cattle, over the calves and so on. You would often take a blessed candle, singe the udders of the cow to make sure that, you know, you were protecting the butter prophet that was there, you know. There's another little thing that is very popular in the folk tradition as well. And that is the viewing of a hare on May morning, the May morning hare. And there's a great old story in the folk tradition that the farmer went into the byre and he saw a hare suckling from the cow. And God, he was really upset at this because, you know, anything taken on May morning is going to be lacking for the rest of the year. And he got out the old pike and he gave a jab at the hare and he just managed to put the pike through the leg of the hare. And the hare scampered out the door. Normally gone, you wouldn't see it. But because it was injured, he was able to follow it. And when he came across it, he saw it going into an old bahan, in through the window. And when he went into the house, the hare wasn't there at all, but there was there sitting an old woman. And he kind of looked at her for a little bit and he was wondering what was going on. And then he looked and underneath her skirt, he could see her bleeding. So this was the old woman who had turned into the hare on May morning to steal her, to steal his milk. And that's a really popular story right throughout the country. It's everywhere, you know.
Yeah, so the traditions carry through to today because now is the time of year when farmers make the most from the milk, as we know, and we've had current discussions about Glanbia and all that. But it kind of goes right back to then. The grass is lush. That's when the cows milk best. So this day was always going to be very important for farmers going away back a couple of hundred years ago to look forward to a bountiful summer that would produce the white gold or the gold milk, exactly, as it were, and that was their currency to keep them going right throughout the summer. And Cork people in particular went wild with nettles on May Day as well. What's that about?
Well, you know, I was listening to your report there. It was a lovely, lovely account of the blackthorn and now the lovely May bush coming in and so on. But nettles are coming up as well, as you'll see. And people would always have three feeds of nettles in the month of May. That was normally, if you had your potatoes, you'd make a nettle champ with that. But there was a very interesting account from Mr. and Mrs. Samuel Carter Hall travelling around Ireland in the mid-19th century. And they tell us of a tradition called Nettlemas. Nettlemas, a bit like Christmas. Nettlemas, when the nettles were out, the children in Cork would go around, I suppose they had a glove on, and they would grab a bunch of nettles and they went around stinging people. So you could be walking down the street and next minute you'd get this fella coming out and giving you a load of nettles across the back of your neck or something. So I don't think it's a tradition, Damien, that we want to revive, you know.
Okay, well, Shane, it's a special day. As you said, you could be here for a week talking about all the different traditions and pishogues and all of that associated with May Day. But as I said, it's quite interesting that there will be farmers in particular listening to us this morning who still continue with that idea of blessing the cows and looking forward to a bountiful summer. But it's great chatting to you, Shane, and we look forward to having you on the show again in the future. And thanks very much for joining us from Cork this morning.
Thanks, Damien.
All right, that's Shane Lehan there, a folklorist.